You are listening to the Plastic Surgery Revolution with Dr. Stephen Davis, the one and only podcast that discusses modern plastic surgery and leaves you looking great and feeling better.
So as you know, we're taking the show on the road here at the African American Museum, recognizing Juneteenth, but it's also Men's Health Awareness Week. So we want to take a look at the trends that men are doing to look and feel better, especially as more of us ditch the mask and return to the office. So I'm joined now by board-certified plastic surgeon, Dr. Stephen Davis. Dr. Davis, good morning. Thanks for spending some time with us.
Good morning. How you doing?
Doing well, thank you. So you say that you're seeing lots of men kind of making a pit stop for a subtle touch-up. What kind of tweaks are men doing these days?
Well, you know, I think, you know, kind of going back to seeing people, your clients, your like coworkers, you may have to start ditching the scrubs or the sweatpants that you're wearing at home, and you're gonna go see people. So I think one of the first things I can tell you is that men have decided that Botox is definitely not just for women. And they're coming in and they're getting stuff done. And if it's done properly, you can make a very subtle change and just make you look more refreshed. So that's one.
So men are calling it Brotox now. It's the male Brotox. Just
a little
dose. What's a halo healer?
Yeah, well, here's the thing. You know, so many of you, and I see it myself, you start to see patients that are coming in that have a lot of deep hollows underneath their eyes. And a lot of it stems from just having some fat pockets there. But facial fillers are like magic. And literally, if it's placed in the proper location, you can camouflage those deep hollows that are underneath the eyes. It's pretty amazing how that looks, and it just takes that tiredness away. And since we're talking about that tiredness, let me hit you with another thing. We've been doing a lot of these halo laser treatments, and it can be done in a very subtle fashion. But what we're doing is that we're getting the skin that looks dull, that looks aged, and we're taking off that old, dead, dried skin cells, and it just makes the skin look so much brighter and refreshed. That's an easy fix, and especially when you're not able to put like your phone on a filter or your Zoom on some sort of a filter, now you're seeing people in real time and in person, just having a little bit more confidence in how you feel about yourself and how your skin looks. It can even go after acne scars and things like that that a lot of guys come in to talk about. And I'll hit you with one more.
Finally, go ahead, we gotta do that one quickly.
The neck, everybody's coming in because they're having to finally button the collar of their shirt. And if over the course of time you haven't been eating so great, sometimes we can just liposuction that area and make the jawline and the neck very sharp. And we do that in the office called flash liposuction. So it allows me to take away that extra fat that may have accumulated there over these past few months.
I like it. We can refresh ourselves as well. Doc, we appreciate you spending time with us. This is all I got. But maybe at some point we'll come and see you.
You're looking very good. You're looking good. Bye-bye.
I appreciate that.
Thank you for listening to the Plastic Surgery Revolution with Dr. Stephen Davis. Please subscribe to our show in iTunes, Stitcher Radio, or whatever app you use to listen to podcasts. Keep listening, looking great, and feeling better.